are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here for the Locked On Big 12 podcast. It is August 2nd, 2021, and on today's show, we discuss the latest news in conference realignment, and then we hit on the NBA draft. We take a look back to last week's draft and discuss the Big 12 players who were drafted, where they went, what it means, and more on today's show. All right, so before we hit the NBA draft, we'll discuss the latest in Big 12 realignment, and there really isn't a whole lot going on, actually. I mean, you'd think that because, you know, everything went crazy last week, that we just keep getting updates and updates and updates, but we really don't have anything new and concrete, right? There's just a lot of speculation at this point about what's going to happen. We know that Bob Bowlesby obviously has taken legal action, and the Big 12 is looking to sue ESPN right now for what's been going on. And there's a lot of questions about, hey, who's going where? Oklahoma had a bunch of, the state of Oklahoma itself had a bunch of state senators basically, you know, signed a letter saying that OU was leaving, they were leaving their partner school, Oklahoma State, in the dark, in favor of helping out the University of Texas. So that was going on as well. And now we have the furthering of the conversation about, hey, who's going to go where now? Who is going to potentially leave? Will the Big 12 bring in more schools? And that is really the topic du jour. That's kind of the conversation right now. So we saw this piece from the Oklahoman from Barry Trammell. It says, will OU and Texas be lame ducks long in the Big 12 before heading to the SEC? And it's just kind of the idea of, hey, the eight remaining schools need to figure out how, what to do with themselves. And the idea that the Pac-12 could be calling members of the school like Oklahoma State. They could be calling members like Baylor and Texas Tech. And the question is that the first domino to drop? Because if those schools try and hold out longer, and we talked about this some last week, we're just kind of rehashing now. If those schools try to hold out longer, and then they try to add other schools as well to this conference, then Oklahoma and Texas are going to be on the hook for the money that they will owe for that television contract, right? They're going to be owing money on that contract for violating it with Fox and the Big 12. Well, the Big 12 mostly, because the Big 12 has their grant of rights, right? So the Big 12 has the rights. The Big 12 then negotiates on their behalf. At least that is the way I understand it. So the one possible point of discussion was, could Texas get out of the contract by having ESPN front them the $150 million remaining on their Longhorn Network deal, and they use that money to pay off the Big 12 for what they owe? The problem there being is, where does Oklahoma get the money from to pay out their side of the contract, right? That's the big question, because if the Big 12 remains to be a conference, which obviously here on this show we hope they do, then that is a structure that's in place. It still has a contract that's in place, and obviously contracts are amended all the time, but why would the Big 12 rip up that contract and amend that contract? Because they're owed money on that contract. So that's why Bob Bowlesby accused ESPN of trying to break up the conference and saying, yeah, ESPN wants the AAC to approach the Big 12 teams. They want the Pac-12 to approach. And ESPN, who's got a television deal with the American Athletic Conference, that is why he singled them out and said, yes, I think they're coming for our teams because they want to break up the conference. And that will allow ESPN to get a hold of the Big 12, the Texas and Oklahoma faster. That would also, you know, probably allow them not to pay out that $150 million to Texas and then have that money, go to the Big 12. Because I definitely think there is a way that Texas and ESPN will work out something with the Longhorn Network once they move to the SEC, because Texas is then going to be folded under the SEC umbrella, which is already with SEC. So I know there's a lot of moving parts there, but for ESPN, it just makes a lot more sense, because right now for them, the middleman in terms of getting OU and Texas faster is the Big 12 Conference. So what are they trying to do? If you cut out the middleman, right? That could help the AAC. And I'm sure they probably said, hey, look, AAC, if you try to poach them, I'm sure your next television deal will be a bit more lucrative than it is now with you adding on some of those teams that are, A, you know, somewhat desirable, and they're not OU in Texas, but still adding some of those big teams in the Midwest region that are in the Big 12 Conference, and also brings your conference more legitimacy, more teams, better teams, you know, just strengthens the conference, makes a better TV deal. That's that. So I think that's definitely a possibility that ESPN maybe did. And we'll have to see what the evidence is. Bob Bowlsby says that he's got compelling evidence. ESPN says there is no evidence. So that is where we are. And that's why, you know, like many cases, I know it's kind of a weird one, but the Deshaun Watson thing, right? It kind of hit a standstill once the lawyers got involved, at least publicly, because the public does not know as much as the two parties now sorting it out and working it out. So I'm expecting legal action, obviously, to continue between these two parties, these four parties, I guess you could say, the SEC, ESPN, Texas and OU as a collective in the Big 12. So we'll see where things go from there. But that's what I'm watching. I think we get more news for that first. And I also think that the Big 12 teams, you know, if there's a chance they can get a big payout from Oklahoma and Texas and add a couple more teams, maybe it's better off for them to stay. I don't know. I think maybe the Big 10, if they call any of them, that's definitely a conversation that the Big 12 schools want to have because of how lucrative the Big 10, their television deal is. So there's a lot of moving parts here. I don't know what's going to come next. And I think that's why it's almost not a staring contest. But everybody's waiting for the next shoe to drop because at 8's an even number you can build off of. But if you go down to 7 or 6, that's when it feels like the conference at that point would be 40% of the teams, and it feels like it's beginning to fall apart. But also for Texas and Oklahoma, they want to get out faster. The Big 12 does not want that because the longer OU and Texas are there, the more time it gives them to try to build something that resembles a conference or figure out what they're going to do with their next move. So a lot of moving parts. Those are the things I'm looking for. Number one, what is the next steps in the legal action that we are going to see in this entire case? Two, who is the next school? What's the next, you know, really big report that we hear? Hey, the Pac-12 is talking to them. The Big Ten is talking to them. That's the next big report. That's what I'm looking for because I'm not even sure it's going to take two schools in some kind of package deal heading somewhere else. I think it might just take one. So eyes open, ears open right now for all of us trying to see what the next steps are right here. I think Texas and OU are kind of waiting and hoping that that falls apart because there's not really a move that they can make right now individually to make this happen faster. They need the structures outside of them to make things happen for them to facilitate this move a bit faster. All right, that will do it for this section of the podcast on the realignment and whatnot. We will now talk some NBA draft, but first, we are going to hear a word from our sponsors on today's show. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag is the best place to find all of your sports action needs, whether it be horse racing, football, basketball, baseball, futures, odds for games, the Olympics, whatever it is you want to bet on, they've got it available at betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today. You can go on your tablet, you can go on your iPhone, you can go on your computer. If you make an account, it is free. You're just free to do it. And then when you sign up, use a promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. When you do that, you get a sign-up bonus. It's an extra 50% to play with. So you deposit $100, extra 50 for you right now at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's talk some NBA draft. Plenty of Big 12 names went, especially in the first round, and we start with the first player taken overall. The Detroit Pistons selected Cade Cunningham. There were talks about them potentially trading this pick. They did not end up doing it, and they got their man Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. And I think the overwhelming consensus for a lot of people is they got a really strong player. With Cade, I believe the same thing, too. I think he can be a special player. I think his game translates better to the NBA than it does into college with the way the NBA is now spaced. And he joins a team with guys like Sadiq Bey. Obviously, you add Cade into the mix there. Jeremy Grant, what do they do with him? Young guys like Killian Hayes. Down the line, look at this roster. They've got young guys that like Isaiah Stewart. So this is a roster that's really trying to begin to build. They also got Isaiah Livers, too. They're beginning to try and build this roster out, and Cade is another great piece. I'm excited to see what they do. And so for the Pistons, for the Big 12, for Oklahoma State, this is all a win-win. And for the Big 12 Conference, it's a win as well. And this is a move that we saw coming for a long time. And they did hear some, that they heard what other people had to say on that pick, but they decided ultimately to keep it and to draft Cade number one overall. All right, the next guy that went from the Big 12 Conference, it was Davion Mitchell, the guard from Baylor, and he ends up going to the Sacramento Kings. Now, I hate this pick, not because I think Davion Mitchell is not a good player, but because out of basically all the teams in the NBA, this felt like one of the worst picks that you could make right now, because this roster is stacked with one thing, and that is guards. At that point guard spot right now, they've obviously got De'Aaron Fox, who they've invested a lot of money in. Maybe they're preparing for a situation where De'Aaron Fox says he wants out, but right now the 23-year-old signed a pretty big contract, so he is there right now. And for him, you know, he's kind of the leader of that team. They've got Buddy Hield, who is playing shooting guard for them right now, another guy that they really like. Now, I know he's been talked about in some trade packages, but the problem is that Davion Mitchell is a you know, point guard, right? That's kind of where he projects. So maybe Buddy Hield moving on, I'm not sure how much it helps him. Sure, he's going to get some more playing time, but that's a guy that I actually think Davion would play pretty well next to is Buddy Hield. Then they've got another Big 12 guy, Tyrese Haliburton, who they really like. And it did an awesome job last year in his rookie season, in his first year alongside that front court. He's only just 21 years old. He's actually, he is younger, than Davion Mitchell is. Davion, could slide right next into Tyrese Haliburton. I think those two could play well together. But last year, Tyrese Haliburton gave them 58 games, 13 points per game on 47% shooting from the floor, 41 from three, and 86 from the floor. So 47, 41, and 86. Those are great numbers with almost 5.5 assists a game, 1.3 steals per game. This is a player that they really like, and I would invest in the future. So I didn't really understand this fit. Unless they're going to make some moves, this fit is one of the more curious ones in the draft. It just, for them, they've got so many guys at that position. To me, it didn't make a ton of sense. All right, we'll keep going through the draft picks, but one more word from our sponsors coming up here. First, today our show is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting, best for you protein bar in the game today. You can go to BuiltBar.com right now. You can check out all of the flavors they've got available. It is 10 by my count right now. They've got coconut, cherry barred chia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. They've got 17 to 18 grams of protein in every single bar. Calories range from 130 to 180. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar in each bar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to Built.com. It's a new website, Built.com today. Use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off today at Built.com. Built Bar also is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Once again, Built.com, promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off today. All right, so going down the line now in the NBA draft, the next Big 12 player that we saw go was Kai Jones, and he fell out of the lottery, drafted by the Knicks, but he was traded to Charlotte. So Kai Jones goes to what is an interesting Charlotte Hornets team right now. They're just kind of trying to me, it seems like they just want to build assets. They just want to acquire assets, and this team might be a place where they can kind of send Kai Jones out and roam and kind of just let him let him see what he can do and figure things out at the NBA level. This is a team, once again, that's just kind of acquiring different types of guys on this roster now. And you add Kai Jones in to the mix for them in the depth chart, and you kind of see that they've got a little bit of depth down there. You add him to the likes of Miles Bridges and Mason Plumlee. So you figure that he's going to get some time. PJ Washington's a guy who also plays the 4/3 for them, some too, depending on what you really think of the positions. But they've got some depth down there, and I think they want to bring him along and kind of just see what he's got and see how he meshes with some of those guys. But I like the fit with a player like a LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, and then James Bouknight. I want to see how he fits in with those guys. So Kai Jones goes at number 19. and he was the last Big 12 player that was taken in the first round. So in that first round, we see three Big 12 guys go. We thought it could have been more. We thought we could have seen guys, and also Quentin Grimes went, so if you want to count him as basically half of a Big 12 player, I'm kidding. But yeah, Quentin Grimes obviously spent some time at Kansas. So, right, three Big 12 players go in that first round. Cade Cunningham, number one. Then you get Davion Mitchell, who goes number nine. And then at number 19, you end up getting Kai Jones. So nice to see those three guys go in the first round. They've got some more first-round talents, but you'll go down the line and you'll see where some of these guys ended up. Miles McBride gets drafted by the Thunder and then traded to the Knicks. I love this pick. I tweeted about it the night it happened. He was like my, you know, you guys know I'm a huge, huge Deuce McBride fan. And I think this is a great move because he adds toughness. He adds scoring, which they desperately need from the score from the guard positions. So I think Miles McBride really does benefit this Knicks team very well with Derrick Rose. Obviously, they don't really know what's going to happen with Reggie Bullock this offseason. Emmanuel Quickley is there. And so they are going to have a solid backcourt. And I think Deuce McBride definitely is going to figure in. And I know Rose also is going to be an upcoming free agent as well. So they've got some decisions to make. So I think Quickley and McBride could definitely pair up to be that backcourt. I think Deuce McBride is a great pick at this part of the draft. And I'm really glad he found a home at a place like, you know, a place like New York. Because if you can play football, and you can play for then, and then you want to play for Bob Huggins, you can definitely go and play for Tom Thibodeau in the NBA. I think that's a really good fit. Next guy, Jared Butler, he would fit anywhere, but he ends up going to Utah. So the Utah Jazz add a very good, very solid three-point shooter, guy can shoot a little bit off the dribble at times. You know, I'm wondering if he's going to play point guard or two. That kind of remains to be seen, but Utah loves having depth on their team. They love having guys that they can use to play defense. That's why I love guys like Royce O'Neal, right? Guys who can play defense and guys who can score. So having him there, we'll see what Mike Conley ends up doing. But next to Donovan Mitchell, having Jared Butler come in there, he's going to give them some depth. I definitely think you're going to see him play some for them. So excited that Jared Butler brings experience. He brings age to a team in the Utah Jazz that's just trying to add more playoff pieces. And look, let's see how things go with Jared Butler, but I would not be shocked if he ended up being a guy that you could count on a playoff series a couple years because of his skill set. At 43, Greg Brown, he ends up going to Portland. I've made my thoughts on Greg Brown pretty clear. He is a player that is a could be really good one day, but has got a lot to work on right now in terms of his all-around game. He's got a lot to fix with mentally, just kind of how, you know, how he approaches the game, but he's a great athlete and he's got to find his role. He's got to find out what position am I really going to play at the next level? He doesn't really fit. The fit is a huge question. That is going to be the real challenge for Greg, is finding a role that works for him in the NBA. So we'll see what happens in Portland with him. And that's just kind of a project player, I think, that they got at this point. One more guy to go in the draft from the Big 12 Conference. It was another Texas guy. Had a nice night. Three players from Texas were taken. It was Jericho Sims. He is also going to the Knicks. Another big man they can add onto that roster. He is a really good athlete. Once again, he's got that set skill set. And I think this is a guy, because he is so athletic, because what he brings to the table from that standpoint, he's a simple pick and roll, well, not simple, but he's a pick and roll big guy who's got really good hands and is super athletic. He is going to grab boards. He's not a very good free throw shooter, but he is just a super good and potentially really good energy guy to bring off who can play some defense. The Knicks will play him. You know, I know Mitchell Robinson's a really good player, just picked up his option, but the Knicks will end up playing him. And I really like the fit for him with New York. I'm a huge fan of the Knicks. I'm not like a Knicks fan. You know, they're kind of like my second or third favorite team, but I'm a huge fan of what the Knicks did getting these two guys from the Big 12 Conference, and Jericho Sims and Deuce McBride. So good for them. There are a few more guys we have to mention from the Big 12 schools that signed as undrafted free agents Austin Reeves declined actually the ability to be drafted so he could get a two-way contract and really bet on himself. And that's a risk that he's going to take. So, I mean, you know, he's going to be able to play, in the G League as well as the NBA and then get another contract down the line. So he is betting on himself. There with a two-way contract. He and Joel Yaye both signed with the Lakers. Also, from the Big 12 Conference, Marcus Garrett goes to Miami. That's where he is going to end up as an undrafted free agent. Maceo Teague gets an invite as well to go to training camp. He's going to be with the Utah Jazz. And then also Matt Coleman is going to the Sacramento Kings as a free agent. And then also Mac McClung is going to the Lakers on a training camp invite. So a lot of guys, you know, going places. Our man Mark Vital, he's going to be with the Trailblazers for a summer league. We really hope that he can find somewhere. Derek Culver, who I thought could have, come back and made an impact, decided he has not signed anywhere yet. RJ Nembhard is going to be with the Miami Heat. So there's another guy from the Big 12 that we're going to see on a team. And I think that just about does it. I'm trying to see if I missed anybody else besides Jarrett Culver. I don't think I did. So yeah, a bunch of guys from the Big 12 Conference ending up places and going to have chances to make teams. Really excited to see what guys like, you know, your Mark Vitals, your Maceo Teagues, your Matt Colemans, your Marcus Garretts, because those guys specifically have skill sets that I think in some ways can translate to the next level. So we'll see what those guys can do in their respective training camps. Some of them on two-ways, some of them on camp deals. We hope those guys can find their way into the NBA for the Big 12 Conference. All right, that will do it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is going to be our top 10 quarterbacks, power ranking the quarterbacks, 10 through 1 of the Big 12 Conference. You will not want to miss that show. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors_. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.